The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hello and welcome to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and we've got so many things to talk about today when it comes to health and nutrition and feeling energetic. And I know so many people feel like they're dragging each and every single day. Why do I say that? Because I get a lot of emails. I get a lot of phone calls. People say, oh, I just feel like I don't want to do anything. I want to have my youthful energy back. So I know that there are many different things that we can be doing when it comes to our diet, exercise, and of course, the wonderful nutrients that you're taking every day. Yesterday, I focused a lot on the performance multivitamin. That's kind of my go-to for anyone who is struggling with energy, feeling a little sluggish or fatigued, for anyone who has concerns with blood sugar, thyroid dysfunction, you name it, the performance multivitamin is incredibly comprehensive for targeting all of these many problems that can arise as we get older. So regardless of you say, I don't have a thyroid issue, why would I take the performance? Well, it's still a very complete multivitamin, multimineral. Plus, you're getting that added benefit of getting that superoxide dismutase, that SOD that does so much when it comes to supporting your cardiovascular health, really the lining of your blood vessels. And sometimes you don't think about that. You don't think about the lining of your blood vessels until something goes haywire. So we always want to make sure that we're taking the right nutrients, and the performance multivitamin is an excellent way to get that kicked off. Now, I've talked about the performance in the past in regards to how many athletes actually use this formulation. And we're talking top tiered, professional level athletes who have been using the Invite Health Performance Multivitamin for a very long time. And they see that real benefit when it comes to not only the endurance during the activity, but that post-exercise, post-activity recovery, which I think is really important. And as we know, we have a baseball fan who is driving the ship for us. And I know that last night, as a matter of fact, you were over at the Mets game. Is that?
That's correct. By the way, when you talk about top performing athletes, I think of Invite Health helping people not do that doping or not do that. What did one famous cyclist do? The transfusions of blood. Oh my God. That was disgusting. Oh.
I know. When you really think about that, it's like, really? That was your way to get an upper hand? Like, I don't know. It just gives me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
So when you talk about this, you're like, oh, this is more natural. And I'm like, of course it is. That's the point. That's what athletes should be performing as, at their natural level. And so the game last night was great. Now, the coolest part of it was I got to hang out with the executive producer of the Arthur Idala Power Hour, Joan Pelzer. She invited me out to her networking event at Citi Field. And I got to hang out with a college buddy of mine. We went out to the game last night, which was great. And former Red Tyler Naquin got a big triple in the eighth inning to help the Mets seal the win. I think it was like 5-1. They won, and look, they've now won 5 out of 6, and it's been pretty impressive to watch. And as a Borough of Queens native, I'm very excited right now because this borough is looking for something like that, right? So it's exciting.
Well,
yeah, and
sure
he did that all naturally, by the way. Hit that triple naturally. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, and that's nice to see, right? After the
I wasn't going to go there, but yes.
I know the problems that have happened in Major League Baseball in the past, and it's just like, oh, come on, guys. You're already at this elite level. All you need is a little performance multivitamin to give you that upper edge. And what's nice about the performance is having that rhodiola extract and that SOD. I mean, those are nutrients that you don't have to be concerned about. Oh, it's a banned substance. It's not a banned substance. These are nutrients that have been studied, and this is why so many athletes use them, because it's not something that, oh, this is illegal. This is giving me that, upper hand, like the blood doping and, using other performance-enhancing drugs. So I think that that's really, really cool that you were able to go over there to the game and take that all in. And, of course, watch them win. That's always a plus, is when you can go watch your team win. And I know that you're not exactly like 100% Mets or
true.
100% Yankees. You're just 100% New York. And
by
I
the
like
way,
that.
How if you were like a doctor for the Yankees right now, can we talk about this? How do you help Matt Carpenter get over a fractured foot? So last night in Seattle, the Yanks actually had a decent win for the first time in a few games. I mean, it's been rough. Okay, they got swept by the Cardinals. They lost 2 out of 3 last week to this very Mariner team. They go out to Seattle. They win the first game. Matt Carpenter, who's, as I don't know if you've been following, but came over from the Cardinals, had a standout year with the Yanks so far, gets a fractured foot. Okay, what would you recommend to him? Maybe I'll send it off to the Yankees PR staff if you got a good solution.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. And I've worked with not MLB players, but I've worked with college players as well as high school athletes who have come across this. They have fractures and they say, okay, what do I do now? I want to, you know, get back out there and be competitive again. And you don't want to overdo it, but you want to be able to heal properly. Youth is always on the side for any type of fracture recovery, but the bone powder, the Invite Health bone powder, is incredibly comprehensive because you're not only getting the calcium to help with the remineralization, but you get the magnesium, you're getting the silica for that flexibility within the bone, because you don't want bone to heal and be real hard, because then that actually makes it even more problematic further down the road. So we want to be able to maintain that flexibility. So the bone powder is always the number one, but then you have to include in your collagen and your vitamin C, because you need to be able to repair and remodel the bone itself. And so this is kind of my wheelhouse of, I like to work with athletes when it comes to injuries, because I like to see them get back out there and get back to the sport that they love. Vitamin D is also a huge one. If you already had a fracture, you need to kind of look at that. You need to say, did I have low vitamin D, which made me maybe more prone to this fracture? Obviously, there's, you know, certain times where you just end up breaking a bone because of just an awkward fall or whatnot. But certainly looking at your vitamin D levels, because in the recovery period, you want to make sure that you have adequate vitamin D as well as vitamin K2, because K2 will help pull that calcium from the supplementation as well as from dietary supplements back into the bone for quicker heal time. And then you always have to think about, you know, is the vascular supply to that area, is that up to snuff? Because oftentimes when you have a fracture, you have to look at the nerve and the vascular supply damage that can occur. So you always want to be thinking about that too. What can I do to make sure that I have optimal blood flow going to that area to speed along that healing? And there's different nutrients that can be helpful. Veins HX is another one that I turn to. It's horse nut extract, and that's really very helpful when it comes to the structural integrity of the blood vessel. So post-injury, that's something that I always look towards, is the horse chestnut, because that is, it can really help you heal fast. I've had a lot of people who have sprains, ankle sprains in particular, and once they start using the Veins HX in combination with the bone powder, the collagen, they see that improvement relatively fast. So, yeah, you want to obviously do the physical therapy and all of the things that their doctors are going to have them on, but you have to focus in on the nutrients that they're taking in, too. That's key to it.
Well, one other thing is, you mentioned college kids. This guy is actually 36, this Matt Carpenter, been around the league for a while. So an older athlete, does that change the way, you know, their healing process goes?
You know, it does. Obviously, the older that we get, the more we struggle when it comes to healing. And this can always be complicated because of low dietary intake of certain nutrients. So with his age, definitely, you know, he should be looking at having the added nutrients such as like the bone powder, such as the Veins HX. I think would definitely be a quicker road to recovery when it comes to bouncing back from an injury like that. But we'll talk a little bit more about that, because I want to talk about vitamin D, this brand new study that's out. But we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. We'll be right back.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
When you're on a holiday. And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams, and everybody wants to be on a holiday. That was Weezer. I like Weezer. I am a big fan of Weezer. I'm not sure if you are, Alex, but I like that song. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, how can you be in a bad mood if you hear that song?
I think I did that for karaoke once. I'm not going to lie about that. I think I did that for karaoke. I could be wrong, but that's what I remember. I did a Weezer song. Let's put it that way.
It's a happy song, you know, and I always, you know, music is so, I don't know. It can bring you up if you're having one of those days. You listen to one of your favorite songs, and that song always gets to me. I like that song. Not that I need more energy, because clearly energy is not an issue for me. I always have a lot of energy, but I credit that to, you know, my very strict supplementation routine and, of course, the adherence to the diet that I eat.
Well, some may not know, you do a live stream also for Invite Health 9 to 10 in the morning, don't you?
I do. So I'm doing radio twice a day, and then I'm doing podcasts and other content work on top of the other things that I'm doing, including, you know, product formulations. And yeah, so I have my days are chock full, but I love it. You know, I remember years ago, you know, and people always say this, but I remember my dad used to always say this, you know, if you do something that you love, like, it doesn't seem like work. And that's how I feel, like, every day. I'm like, I love what I do. So, you know, yeah, it's work, but it's something that I'm passionate about. And I know how you are with, you know, sports and radio. You are really, you know, that's kind of what gets you going.
Fired
gets
up.
You inspired.
By the way, this Island in the Sun song that we just played, it's like a you don't have to work a day in your life type of mentality. And I feel like if you love what you're doing, you're not working a day in your life. You're just doing what you love and getting paid for it, which is pretty special.
Exactly. It's wonderful. So without further ado, let's get right to it. Let's talk about the big news that's happening in the world of nutrition. So I know everyone's waiting with bated breath right now, saying, okay, we're ready for this. So vitamin D, we're going to talk about it. Vitamin D and the impact that low vitamin D has on inflammation in the body. So brand new study just came out, University of South Australia. So our friends down under are looking at vitamin D levels, and they're starting to see this correlation between if you have a low serum vitamin D and your level of other inflammatory markers, things like C-reactive protein. And they said, there must be something to this, because what if we know that inflammation is driving all of these chronic diseases, such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, other autoimmune conditions? And if we can look directly and we say, well, every time we see high inflammation, we see low vitamin D, what if we correct the vitamin D status? What would that do? And this, I love studies like this, Alex, because this is what I talk about all the time. The importance of vitamin D so far beyond that of just bone health. Vitamin D is our master regulator when it comes to hormonal balance and all systems. Remember when we were talking about this with Dr. Matthews, like vitamin D does not get the credit that it so rightfully
deserves. Or people think of it as like sunny D, and it's like, no, there's more to that than just the sunlight, right?
Exactly. And here's the interesting thing about vitamin D and sun. I've talked about this before, but when you think that you're, you know, a lot of times people say to me, oh, no, no, I'm out in the sun, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day. So I know I get enough vitamin D. Yeah, the likelihood that you get enough vitamin D is usually not that good because of the fact that vitamin D, it's an oil. So say from the sun, it hits your skin and then it has to absorb in and then it has to make its way down to the liver and then get processed into its active form and then work its way to the kidney. Well, for many people, if you have either maybe there's a gene issue, a genetic mutation, as I always like to call it, or gene variant, to say it in the nicer way. But if you have a gene mutation, this can impact the way that your body's actually processing vitamin D. So there's always that component. If you're low in magnesium, that can impact how your vitamin D is absorbed. Or if you're just thinking you're getting enough from the sun, but yet you had sunscreen on, or you went and jumped in the pool, or you took a shower, a lot of that oil can start to get washed off before it can properly be absorbed. So for some people, if they have this delayed absorption of that oil through the skin and into the bloodstream and into the liver, then you may not be getting as much coming from the sun as you might think. And so I've talked to many people, say they're sun lovers. They just spend hours and hours out in the sun. And then they go and they have their vitamin D levels tested and they have like insufficient vitamin D. And they're like, how is that possible? And I'm like, well, probably because you were, you know, swimming in the pool on top of, you know, laying out by the pool, you kept jumping in the pool. So that washes away a lot of that vitamin D. And so this is kind of one of those areas where having your vitamin D level tested on a regular basis is so important, because if that level is low, you know, this can have a direct correlation between having an elevated C-reactive protein, which could be an indication that you've got some cardiovascular inflammation or that you've got a problem with your knee and you've got inflammation because of arthritis in your knee and you never correlate that to your vitamin D status, and you should. And this is why I like to talk about it, because for people who have chronic pain, people who have, you know, arthritis, if you don't know what your vitamin D level is and you're dealing with pain and discomfort every single day, vitamin D can be your savior there. And if your vitamin D level is low and you can get that back up into a nice, healthy range, this can start to correct so many of those imbalances that drive a lot of that inflammation and drive a lot of that pain. So it's very interesting. So I know that you are now just like a huge fan of vitamin D, aren't you?
Well, yeah, and it's kind of interesting. We all think that, you know, we're getting the suntan, we're getting the sun, you know, and on the beach or, you know, whatnot. But the fact that we don't get all of it is even more interesting, because I feel like we all go to the beach with this idea of, all right, I'm going to get the sun today. And you're telling us, well, hold on a minute. That's not always the case. And of course, with tanning, I don't personally recommend it. I don't know. It's not natural, you know? And does that harm the vitamin D chemical? That's my next question.
Yeah, it can. And this is, you know, part of that issue. When people think, okay, I'm just getting the vitamin D coming from the sun. But like I said, maybe you're wearing a sunscreen, or maybe you have on, it's not even a sunscreen. Maybe it's a tan accelerator to try and get you tanner. You know, those chemicals can disrupt the way that fat soluble vitamin D is actually absorbed. And, you know, same thing if you jump into a pool that has chlorine, or you jump into the ocean and there's, you know, salt water, that can have an impact on the actual potency of the vitamin D that's coming in from the sun. So there's a lot to it, which is why I always say, I wouldn't put all of your stock into, yes, I'll have good vitamin D level if I just go into the sun for, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day. For the average person, that doesn't work. It might be enough to keep you from being technically deficient, but to put you into good, healthy levels, certainly not the case.
And I know one thing that bothers you is this promotion of the lotions. The lotions are going to help you from the sun. And you're like, well, there's more natural alternatives to sun lotion, isn't there, Dr. Amanda?
Oh, it is. That is one of my big things where I'm just like, oh, you know, when you look at the chemicals that are in sunscreens, it's just, oh, it's so bad. And it's not just sunscreens. There's so many different, you know, body care products out there, lotions and shampoos and conditioners. So I always, you know, tell people, you know, reach out to us, ask what you should be using. If you know you're going to be out in the sun, what different nutrients you can be taking in addition to, you know, topically applying green tea, like in our, the Invite Health lotions that we have green tea. Green tea is a wonderful thing for fending off UV radiation. And most people would never think of it that way. Or just using zinc, is also another really lovely way. But there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to what's healthy for the skin and what's not healthy for the skin. But I just always make it very simple. Like if you're looking at something and it has like a really long chemical name, for the most part, I would just say chuck that out because that's too much. You know, you should be able to look at it and see, okay, this has coconut oil or, oh, this has rosemary extract. You should be able to understand what you're actually going to be applying to your skin. And that's certainly not the case when you get into the world of, you know, sunscreens and everything else. And of course, people want to be able to protect themselves if there's the concern with, you know, skin cancer and things along that line. And I get that. But there are other ways that we can add a layer of protection just through the nutrients that we're taking from the foods that we're eating and, of course, from being smarter with what we put on.
And Invite has formulations for this as well, don't they?
We do. So we have our entire skincare line, which is very much so geared towards using those natural essential oils and things such as the green tea that are natural ways to basically deflect that UV. And then internally utilizing, you know, B complex, vitamin D, having your omega-3s. Vitamin E is actually also a really lovely thing. If you are taking vitamin E, natural vitamin E or the Invite Health tocotrienols, that's a really great way to help your skin from the inside out from that damaging, harmful effect that can be driven up because of UV exposure. So there's a lot of different tools to the trade, as one would say, when it comes to a natural approach to skin health, especially in that setting of summer skin. And I actually did a podcast on this about a year ago, probably last summer. So people can check that out on our website on invitehealth.com, go to our podcast page. But I have, you know, a summer skin health. I actually did a podcast this year too, talking about diet and your skin for the summer. So, you know, summering the Mediterranean way is, I believe, what I titled the podcast, but talking about how the foods that you're eating throughout the summer can make it huge difference on how your skin is responding and reacting to changes in humidity and the exposure to UV coming from the sun. So people who are seeking out more information, I definitely have those podcasts out there where I get into some of the scientific studies. And for a lot of people who are science savvy, they want to know. They want to know, well, which university did that study or which journal was that in? So in the podcast, I go into some detail on all of that. So it's definitely worth checking out. But we always want to be smart about what we're doing. And at this point in time, I think that there's just an enormous amount of information out there showing us that not only is it the foods that we eat make such a difference to our overall health, but it's the nutrients that we are also supplementing with, because we understand we're in a environment to which, even if we're eating very healthy, there are still going to be moderate levels of deficiencies and insufficiencies. So this is why I always try to zero in on that, because I do think that it's very, very important that we focus on all of those things.
Well, I have one question before break, and we can hold it for another minute, but the raging heat, does it ruin vitamin D, and are there Invite Health products? We talk about summer heat, but this is what we haven't seen in a while. So Invite products to protect from the raging heat, that's what I like to call it.
Yeah, and, you know, with vitamin D, no. The answer to that is, you know, is that going to somehow be broken down because of the heat coming from the sun? No, because that's, you know, one of the sources of vitamin D. So that's not where the concern is. As far as like different nutrients that people can use during these hot, humid months, the products like the Oranges HX and the Alkalizer powder are excellent choices. But I'm glad that you brought this up, because oftentimes people do have concerns about, well, what about my supplements being exposed to heat? So I'll talk about that. We have to take a quick break. So when I get back, I'm just going to give you a kind of a overview of how you store your supplements when it's incredibly hot and humid. So we will be right back. You're listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
Welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. And before the break, I said, talking about the heat of the summer, and people oftentimes will have concerns about this, and they'll say, you know, is it okay if my fish oil was exposed to high temperature, my coenzyme Q10? So this is kind of my word of advice to everyone. When it comes to heat exposure, where the concern generally comes into play is with those oil-based nutrients. And so the fish oil, krill oil, coenzyme Q10, and it's once they've been exposed to incredibly high temperatures, and we're talking temperatures 120 and above for any period of time over 24 to 48 hours is when you have to then start to have some concerns. But other than that, as far as, you know, testing out how well these different oil-based nutrients hold up to heat exposure, and Alex brought that up with vitamin D, this is why, you know, we're quite confident that, you know, even in the transportation, say if you get your product shipped to you from us via UPS, you don't have to have those concerns because they have to be at very high temperatures. And we see this even, you know, testing things out, shipping them out to the desert, you know, out to Arizona and places like that where it's extreme heat, and we still maintain that viability. So I just want to put that out there. But I've got really exciting news. I am being joined by one of my colleagues from Invite Health, and she is a naturopathic doctor. So that's always exciting when I get to talk to another doctor from Invite Health. We had Dr. Selassie on a couple of weeks ago from Invite, and now I have the pleasure of introducing to you, which many of you probably know her because she's been with Invite Health for so long, and she's over at our 72nd Street store in the city, and that is Dr. Claire. How are you doing today, Dr. Claire?
Hello, Dr. Amanda. This is, as you said, Dr. Claire. I am very excited to be here today with you.
I'm so happy because we've been talking about this for the longest time, but, you know, just trying to get our schedules. You know, you're always busy. I'm busy. So I'm so glad that you were able to make it on today. And you are a naturopath. I'm an MD. So we come from the two different worlds, but look at where we are. We're both at Invite Health. So what took you on your journey to go into naturopathic medicine? I must know.
Okay. Well, let's go back in time a few years to when I was at Niagara University. I did get my bachelor's of science there, and they had a bunch of people come from the different schools to basically help us determine what path we wanted to go on in life. And they had someone there from the University of Bridgeport, and they had all this information on naturopaths and what a naturopathic doctor was. And I have to say, I was really interested, because even when I was doing my bachelor's of science, I was really interested in how plants work and the different things that you could do with plants. So here was a whole type of medicine that's based on using natural remedies and really helping people get to the root cause. So then I asked them, can you please send me more information? And they did. And basically that's how I learned what a naturopath was, what you needed to do to go to naturopathic school, and all of that information.
And that's, you know, it's always interesting. I always love to hear the backstories as to like how we all got to where we're at, because, you know, for me, I always wanted to go into medicine from the time I was little, but I was always like, I don't want to be in school. I don't want to be in school. And my mom used to be like, oh gosh, please just go to class. And it was interesting because it was always like my way of how I thought I would want to express myself. Like, I want to be an MD. And then once I got into medical school, I was like, oh my goodness, maybe I was supposed to be a naturopath, because maybe this isn't really for me, being in, you know, traditional medicine. And so I think it's interesting, like you said, you gravitated even in your undergraduate looking at plants and herbs and really having like a passion for that. And that fits, you know, to go into naturopathic medicine that way. And I know that you've been at Invite. How many years have you been with Invite now?
Quite a few years. I actually started Invite in 2011, which is not that long after I graduated. I graduated school in 2010. Then I took, of course, the boards and passed the boards. Then I got my license. And then I moved to New York. And I was like, this is an unlicensed state. What can I do with my license that is still going to be fulfilling? Because a lot of people get the license and then they go off into different fields that aren't quite what we wanted to do in school. And working at Invite is exactly what I wanted to do. We get to work hands on hands with people and really help them with their healthcare concerns.
And, you know, I mean, we get such wonderful feedback about you and like how well versed you are when it comes to going through and analyzing blood results with people. And I often tell people, like, people don't recognize like how beneficial this service is, that it's a free service. People can come in, they can talk to one of us. You can bring in your, you know, most recent blood tests, and you can kind of look through that and say, you know what, maybe this over here doesn't exactly look normal. Maybe we can try these different nutrients and see if we can get some improvement. And I think that that's one of the things that we hear such wonderful feedback on you is when it comes to thyroid health. And I had mentioned to some of the listeners yesterday that we would talk about thyroid, and that you just did a whole blog series for us on getting into the ins and outs of thyroid, which is wonderful. So I encourage everyone to go to our website and go to our blog page and check out all of Dr. Claire's series on thyroid health, because she really breaks it down in a way that's understandable. So you can say, oh, okay, I get that now. Because many times if you go see your regular doctor, you're going to walk out with your head spinning going, I have no idea what they just explained. They just said I'm fine. And you usually, that's not the case. What's normal and how you feel oftentimes when it comes to the thyroid are two different things. But I know that you work closely with people and have for many years when it comes to, you know, subclinical hypothyroidism, where maybe it's not being technically flagged on their labs, but they're feeling the symptomatic issues when it comes to thyroid dysfunction. So that's kind of your wheelhouse, one of your areas that you really like to work with people on.
Absolutely. I really feel like so many people come in here, and one of the number one issues that they come in here to work with is fatigue, hair loss, even things like weight gain. Those are all concerns that people have. And those are things that the thyroid does help to control. So even, like you said, subclinical hypothyroidism is a huge problem. And I'm actually seeing lately a lot of people who have subclinical hyperthyroidism, strangely enough, which just could be, you know, the stress of everything that's been going on the last few years. I always like to tell people all of our hormones are linked. So if you're under a lot of stress, especially for a long time, that will eventually start to work on the thyroid, and the thyroid's going to start to be affected by that. And that's actually one of the topics that I wrote an entire blog on, how to work with that, how to know if that's happening with you.
Right. And I think that that's, you know, and I read through all of your blogs, and I always tell Dr. Claire this when we're talking individually, like I really enjoy the way that she writes, because I have the science background. She has the science background, but she's able to explain things in a way that, say someone who didn't go to medical school might not understand. And she's able to break this down in a very simple way. And the thyroid, trust me, is not a simple thing to try to explain. It's very complex. As you mentioned, once you start to have dysfunction in one, endocrine, you know, system or any hormonal pathway, you're now going to start to disrupt other hormonal pathways. So I think the way that you can explain all of that, leads people down that right path to, okay, now what can I be doing? Because as you mentioned, you know, maybe they're presenting because they're having a problem with their hair and their hair feels really dry or damaged, and that, you know, hair breakage, or they just say, oh, my hair's thinning out, and never recognize that it's an underlying thyroid issue. Maybe they have, you know, a zinc issue, or their iron levels are low, which are leading down these paths to hair loss or thinning of the hair. But really, it's all stemming from the thyroid not getting the right nutrients. So I know that you always zero in on the fact that you can't just look at TSH. You have to look at more than TSH. So maybe you can kind of explain the basics that you think people should always have tested when it comes to, you know, just annual thyroid blood testing.
Absolutely. So I always like to tell people, just make sure to run this past your doctor, because sometimes if you just ask for things, it's not always covered by insurance. And I've heard of people who have asked for these blood tests, and the doctor runs it and never tells the person, oh, yeah, by the way, this isn't going to be covered. So you don't want to get a surprise bill in the mail like 6 months later for like $500 and be like, wait, Dr. Claire told me I should get this done and it's not covered. So just make sure you want to pass your doctor first. But
right.
As I was going to say, the big tests that I recommend are, of course, TSH, then the T3 and T4, because those are the main hormones that actually do the job of the thyroid.
Right. And I stress that with people all the time, too, because they'll come in and they'll just have a TSH, which is the thyroid stimulating hormone, level tested. And it's like, well, my doctor says it's in range. And it's like, well, yeah, but the range goes from, you know, on most standard labs, 0.45 up to 4.5. And maybe you're sitting at a 4 and you feel really sluggish. You feel really tired. Maybe you've got GI issues and it's your doctor saying, no, your thyroid's fine, but technically for you, maybe your thyroid would function better if it's at a level of 1.5 as opposed to at the 4. So that's when we talk about that subclinical hypothyroidism. And the energy issue, that's always a big factor. I've been talking a lot about performance multivitamin and how I look at the performance multivitamin, Dr. Claire, not as just for people who are exercising or wanting to work out, but I look at it as our main multivitamin that we can target folks who have concerns with their blood sugar and folks who have, you know, issues with energy and thyroid dysfunction because of having that rhodiola and having the added benefit of the SOD. In that, when someone has low energy, fatigue, whether it's fibromyalgia, whether we're dealing with subclinical hypothyroidism, I look at the performance multivitamin as being a really excellent starting point for just getting those comprehensive nutrients in on top of getting the added benefit of that rhodiola. And I think that that can encourage people to start to feel a little bit spunkier. And once, you know, you feel a little spunkier, then you will start to work on other aspects of improving your health. Do you find the same thing with the performance multivitamin?
Absolutely. If anyone is under stress, especially stress for a long time, I really love the performance multi. You know, it's got all those B vitamins in there, which is so important. And I really like the fact that all our B vitamins and our multivitamins, they're all methylated, which you don't always find. So if someone is feeling fatigued, just not feeling well, as we like to say, a feeling of malaise, then the B vitamins can definitely help with that. But if they're not a methylator, if they do have that problem, then they're not going to get any benefits from taking B vitamins. So then
exactly.
They're going to get frustrated.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the B vitamins and the methyl B formulation, but we're going to take a quick break. So Dr. Claire and I will be right back just after this. You're listening to Invite Health Radio.
Now is the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients. And they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy. 800-673-2345. And welcome back to the Invite Health Wellness Hour. I am Dr. Amanda Williams. I am joined by my colleague, Dr. Claire. And we were just talking about the performance multivitamin. She was pointing out the fact that it has the methylated B vitamins in that and how important that is for someone who's an under-methylator, someone who has MTHFR mutation. But really, in general, for anyone who wants to feel the energy potential coming from B vitamins. And then we also have the methyl B, which is its own unique little formulation that combines key B vitamins to really help to power you up. And so there's a lot of different reasons as to why someone would add the methyl B into their daily supplementation routine. Clearly, I always say anyone who's taking metformin for diabetes, you need to be also looking at taking the methyl B to cover the fact that the metformin will be lowering your B12 level. So back to your blog. So you did this whole series of blogs on thyroid, and now I know you're working on digestive health. So the two are so like closely linked between thyroid dysfunction and GI dysfunction. And as you mentioned earlier, once you start to have a disruption in one system, it's going to start to disrupt other systems. And I find that many people, when they, you know, come to us at Invite Health, usually the big complaints are low energy and GI problems. So I think it's great that you're addressing both of these concerns with these different blogs that you've put out. Now, with the GI concerns that people come into your store location and talk to you about, what do you find as a commonality with many of the people that you work with?
Absolutely. So there's three big things that I find are major concerns that people have. The first one is simple. It's dietary. Either lack of water or they're just not getting enough fiber in their diet. That's part of why one of the best things that I tell people that they can do, in addition to bringing in any blood work or lab work, I really like to see a good diet diary. Just write out everything you eat for a few days and also write out how often you've had a bowel movement or if you were particularly gassy or bloated that day. Write that on there too. This way when we look at it, we can see, okay, this is the problem. You were eating too much cheese that day and that's why you were constipated that day.
Right. And that's such great advice. And we've been talking a lot about food diaries lately on this show and how I always tell people, you know, keep track, because sometimes just our normal recall of, you know, when I ask people, well, walk me through a typical day. What did you eat? And people say, oh, and they always do the pause. And I'm sure Claire knows what I'm talking about, the pause. Well, you know, I start off with, and they try to think of, okay, what is Dr., you know, Amanda want me to say? Does she want me to say healthy? And I always say, we're in the non-judgment zone. We're not going to judge you because you tell me that you had a Pop-Tart in the morning. We just want to try and help you overcome that and get you onto a better routine. But keeping a food diary, I think, gives you a lot of insight as to where there could be some problem spots for, like you said, giving you gas, you know, bloating, constipation, anything like that. But also it can make you recognize in, you know, black and white, having to look down on that piece of paper and saying, oh, wow, yeah, my fiber intake is just horrific. I don't really eat that many fruits and vegetables. I'm not getting a high exposure to fiber. Maybe that's why I'm always constipated, or maybe that's why my cholesterol is high. So I love the fact that, you know, that's one of your keys to success when it comes to addressing GI issues. And I know for naturopaths in particular, this is kind of a primary focus that you guys really zero in on, is the unhealthiness of someone's gut and how that's the driving force to so much systemic problems going on in the body. So when you have people who come into your Invite location and say they don't have a food diary that they've been doing, or they haven't, you know, brought in blood work, you know, what are kind of the key things that you start with just for the basics?
Okay. Well, we definitely want to start with a probiotic. A probiotic is just so helpful if there's any sort of pathogens, or as I like to call them, bad guys in the digestive tract. They cause a lot of gas, bloating. They can. The funny thing I always say about the pathogens is that they can cause both constipation and diarrhea. So it's impossible to know which one you have, and that's why I like the probiotic, because it definitely helps to get rid of them.
Right. And that's, you know, first and foremost, I always talk about, you know, if our gut is unhealthy, everything else in the body will pay the price for that. You know, whether that's, say, if someone has anxiety, if you've got an unhealthy gut because you've got too many bad bugs, you know, hanging out in your intestines, that's going to affect, you know, your sleep cycle. That can affect your mood every single day. So, as you know, always reinforce, probiotic HX definitely is a must have when it comes to the recolonization, putting those good, healthy bugs back in. And then obviously, like we've been talking about, you know, performance multivitamin, getting the basic nutrients in. But I also, you know, have people who will say, well, you know, my doctor gave me Nexium, or my doctor gave me Prilosec to take. I'm always on that team of, you know, we need some digestive enzymes. So do you find that the digestive HX, for example, is kind of key to your protocol for anyone with the digestive issues?
Absolutely. I love our digestive HX. I find them to be so effective for anyone who has any sort of bloating or gas. It just helps them to break down their food.
It does, because it's very comprehensive. It has the amylase to help break down the carbs, and it has the lipase for the fats and the protease for the proteins. And it is very comprehensive, the bromelain in that, the papain. So it's one of those things that as we get older, our, you know, natural release of pancreatic enzymes for the breakdown of our food starts to diminish, and you really can start to see this become problematic for folks as they get older. And then you complicate this with having bad gut bacteria, and this is where you can start to see the real impacts with fatigue and with, you know, just inflammation throughout the body, where people just don't feel really good. So if we can work on the gut health first, oftentimes it's a really wonderful starting point. And now for people who want to come in and see you, Claire, at your store location, you have a pretty consistent schedule. So you're at the 72nd Street store on what days?
Okay. So I am here Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then I am back here for Friday and Saturday.
That is amazing. And so if they want to contact you at the store, what's the number that they can call you at the store?
Absolutely. That number is 212-249-2036.
Well, and as you all know, we take a lot of pride in what we do at Invite, helping you guys help yourself. And Dr. Claire is a wonderful resource for all of you to reach out to. So if you're in the city, definitely stop over at the 72nd Street store. And you guys are 72nd and 2nd? Is that?
Yes. We're sort of in between 72nd and 71st.
Okay. So stop over there, go see Dr. Claire, check out her blogs on our website. Dr. Claire will be back to talk about more wonderful nutrients and health with me in the future. So I want to thank you so much, Dr. Claire, for joining me today. And I certainly wish you an enjoyable rest of your day. But thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was quite enjoyable.
All right. Well, be well. And for all of you who, you know, really are seeking out expert help, these are the people that we have at Invite Health. So Dr. Claire, so well versed, has such a amazing background when it comes to nutritional based approach to people's health concerns. And that's why I really wanted her to join me today so that you could hear, you know, her background. And she's so incredibly passionate about this, and she's really good at what she does. And as I mentioned, this is a free service. It's not like you have to like stop by the Invite store and, you know, flash your insurance card and say, hey, can Dr. Claire see me? Like, no, you can go right in there today. You can call her on the phone and she can help guide you through what at times can be a very overwhelming process of getting your health on track. So definitely take advantage of that. And Alex, we will be back talking about more things, sports and wellness.
And that 72nd Street Invite's great. I was there last year to check it out. It's a very nice big place. I don't know if you've been there yet, but it's really
yes,
nice.
Yes, I have.
It's right
yeah.
off the queue line, actually. So take the queue over there.
Well, very, very good. Go see Dr. Claire today. And you've been listening to Invite Health Radio. I'm Dr. Amanda Williams. Be well.
Now's the time to make sure you're managing stress and getting that energy back. Invite Health is here to help. This week, they're zeroing in on promoting energy, focus, and attention with powerful, clinically studied nutrients, and they're making this even easier for you by offering you a limited-time offer. Buy one of their select heart health supplements and get 40% off retail. Double up, buy two, and get free shipping. Call them now at 800-673-2345 to save on select energy and brain health products. Again, that's 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. One more time, 800-673-2345. Tired of feeling wired and tired? Support your energy, focus, and attention today. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy. 800-673-2345.
The preceding program paid for by Invite Health, Inc.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.